We now have on the line Wendy Kahn, who is the National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, which is raising serious concerns about the current direction of the National Dialogue Initiative, particularly the appointment of Imtiaz Suleiman, who is the founder of Gift of the Givers, as co-chair. With rising anti-Semitism and exclusion from national platforms, the Jewish community is questioning whether this process truly represents the constitutional ideals of unity, diversity, and inclusion. Wendy, thanks so much for joining us to share the board's perspective. Hi. What are the board's main concerns with the current structure of the national dialogue, especially regarding the presidency's role and the appointment of Imtiaz Suleiman?
So just to clarify, we learned today that he actually hasn't been elected as the co-chair. He's one of what they call the eminent persons group. How's that for a title? The eminent persons group. And it's a great title. I think what our big concern is that Cyril Ramaphosa has not shown himself to be the most unifying president that we've had in this country. You know, I think back to the Mandela days when there was such an emphasis on social cohesion, on every grouping in this country, and through most of the presidents, to ensure that everybody felt that their voice was going to be heard, that everyone was going to be part of processes like this. And here we've had Cyril Ramaphosa coming along. He has left the Jewish community out of interfaith engagements. He has abandoned our citizens in Israel during a war. It's just been going on and on and on how he has treated certainly our community. I'm sure there are other communities that also feel marginalized and sidelined. And surely that we should find a more cohesive kind of body that should be a respected body, a credible body, in which this should be housed. And we made one suggestion of the Constitutional Court, which is it's a body that really people have great respect for in this country. And I think that perhaps there's another body. But it shouldn't be under Cyril Ramaphosa. It shouldn't be under President Ramaphosa. It shouldn't be in the presidency. Such an incredibly divisive presidency. We've seen how instead of going and playing a really good role in dealing with the issues of peace building within the Middle East, they've chosen rather such divisive kinds of ways of dealing with it. We've seen the ICJ case. We've seen the ICC case that they've pushed. And that's such a pity, and surely such an important process like a national dialogue, something that is going to give our country a sort of roadmap going forward. We should bring in people as the eminent persons group, or the people that are going to actually drive this initiative, people that are more suited for this role.
Wendy, you mentioned calling for the Constitutional Court as one possible option to take over the national dialogue process. Why do you believe that this shift would restore credibility and inclusivity to the initiative?
I think if there's one institution in this country that people have trust in, that people have faith in, it has been the Constitutional Court. Certainly our community has seen it as being a really important structure. It's a place that ultimately we can turn to. Our Constitution, let's just remember, our Constitution talks about this country belonging to all who live in it. And those fundamental constitutional principles are so important in terms of something like a national dialogue, and it's for our president to have put as one of the leaders of this national dialogue somebody like Imtiaz Suleiman, we've got anti-Semitic statements that he's made to our community. We've got statements where he has turned around. I mean, we've put it on our social media, where he's turned around and said, "I don't believe in the laws of this country. I believe in the Quran and in those laws. And I'm a Muslim, and I don't need to keep the laws of this country." Now, how do we have somebody being on this advisory board of the National Dialogue, who's turning around and saying, I don't believe in the laws of this country. The National Dialogue has some of its guiding principles around accountability. We are looking for a country that is going to prioritize the rule of law. How do we have somebody who says things like that? How do we have, when we're looking at inclusivity, how do we have somebody who's completely maligning and marginalizing the Jewish community? He uses the word Zionist, but we explain in our statement that the majority, in fact, close to 96% of South African Jews, according to the UCT Kaplan study, they have an attachment to the state of Israel, the Jewish homeland. And I think, you know, to have somebody like that in this position, and for our president to have appointed somebody to this position, for us is deeply problematic.
Wendy, one comment coming in just before I let you go. It's by Brenny, and I echo that sentiment 100%, saying if the Jewish community could have an eminent person, it should be Wendy. Wendy Kahn, the National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, thanks for weighing in.